and welcome to Jazz Vignettes from the Hall. I am Fawn Fritzen. In this special series, music enthusiast Steve Gedrose explores the world of jazz from its roots to the present day. He breaks the fascinating, ever-evolving genre of jazz into easily digestible themes, backed up, of course, with plenty of music examples. In each episode, Steve will introduce you to musicians who were, or are, some of the key driving forces behind the evolution of jazz music. We recorded Steve's presentations live at the beautiful Old Fire Hall in downtown Whitehorse, Yukon. Annually, between October and April, Jazz Yukon presents 5 concerts as part of their Jazz in the Hall concert series. These events feature leading local jazz groups and are opened with a presentation by Steve, where he provides some background about the live music performed that evening. For this episode, Steve goes for a more in-depth look at one artist, pianist-singer Shirley Horn, illustrated by tunes from just one of her many albums, the 1995 release The Main Ingredient, an interesting choice of album. It was recorded at Shirley's home with some of her favorite musicians. Perhaps that's why her relaxed yet assured style comes over so well in her readings of these well-known songs. Here is jazz records collector extraordinaire Steve Gedrose.
Hi, everybody. Welcome and thanks to coming out to Jazz Yukon's Jazz in the Hall show here at the Old Fire Hall. Tonight I'll talk about jazz singer and pianist Shirley Horn. Brenda Lee and her band will be sharing some of the songs that were recorded by jazz pianist and singer Shirley Horn with us tonight. Shirley Valerie Horn was born on May 1, 1934 in Washington, D.C., and passed on October 20, 2005 of complications from diabetes. Encouraged by her grandmother, who was an amateur organist, Horn began piano lessons at the age of 4. At 12, she studied piano and composition at Howard University and later graduated from there in classical music. She was offered a place there at the Juilliard School, but her parents couldn't afford to send her, so that didn't really go anywhere. As Horn began to learn and listen to jazz, her early classical influences like Rachmaninoff and Debussy morphed into the music of jazz piano legends. She was inspired by Earl Garner, Oscar Peterson, and Ahmad Jamal, and that influence helped to create her own sound. Horn first achieved fame in 1960 through her association with Miles Davis. Davis's praise had particular resonance in two respects, because he was so highly praised as a musician himself, and because he rarely offered public praise for fellow musicians, at least at that time. Record producer, arranger, and musician Quincy Jones also championed her cause. She recorded 3 albums from 1963 to 65 for Mercury and ABC Paramount, but chose not to tour and stayed close to her home in Washington, D.C. She was absent from the music business for a time as she concentrated on raising her daughter Rainey with her husband Shepard Deering. In the early 1980s, she again became active professionally and recorded for the Steeplechase label. Shirley Horn really had her breakthrough in 1987 when she started making records for the Verve label, an association that continued on projects like 1998's I Remember Miles and 2001's You're My Thrill. Along the way, she picked up many prestigious honors, including 7 Grammy nominations and 1 win for Best Jazz Vocal Album with the aforementioned I Remember Miles CD. Horn worked with the same rhythm section for 25 years. With herself on piano, Charles Abels on bass, and Steve Williams on drums, she became well known for her soulful versions of songs from the Great American Songbook. She can swing with the best, but it's her interpretation of ballads that really underlines her gift. This long-term association was one of the reasons that Ms. Horn decided to record her CD titled The Main Ingredient from her own home back in 1996. The concept was to capture a little taste of yesteryear. Back in the day, her band would join her after the gig at her place for some food, some drinks, and of course, some music. Recalling these intimate sessions, she recorded this entire CD at her home. She contacted some of the finest jazz players of the day and asked them to come over for some food and a chance to record a number of songs that she loved to sing. with wires and recording gear stacked up everywhere, this wonderful record was made. In the comments I saw, she just was so worried about the mess everywhere, she wanted to go and clean everything up, not, you know, finally realized that actually this was how it's going to be. This is all required stuff, and just leave it alone and play. Even shares a recipe in the liner notes for her beef and beer dish, which looks really tasty. The liner notes also express the love and respect that all these players had for her and the experience of working with her in such domestic comfort. All the songs that I'm going to sample tonight are taken from this CD, Shirley Horn's The Main Ingredient on the Verve label from 1996. So I'd like to begin with a well-known song called The Meaning of the Blues, written by Bobby Troup and Leah Worth. This track features Steve Novacell on bass, Steve Williams at the drums, and the beautiful vocal quality of Roy Hargrove's flugelhorn. So number one, please, Jim, this is The Meaning of the Blues.
Was just the color of the sea. Till my lover left me. Blue was just a bluebird in a tree. Till he said, forget me. Blue always made me think of summer, cloudless summer skies so bright and fresh and warm. But now the blue I see is more like winter. Winter skies with clouds about to storm. Blue was just the color of his eyes. Till he said goodbye, love. Blue was just a ribbon for a first prize. Till he said, don't cry, love. And blues were only torch songs. Fashioned for impulsive ingenue. Now I know, too well I know, too well I know the meaning of the blues. Thank you. Ribbon for first prize. Till he said, "Don't cry, love."
That's a piece of the meaning of the blues. I said it's well known, but apparently Roy Hargrove had not heard the song before, so I think he got onto it pretty fast. I think that's a remarkable version. The next track is called You Go to My Head, written by Haven Gillespie and J. Fred Coots. Joining Miss Horn on this tune are Joe Henderson, who was her label mate at Verve Records, on tenor sax, Steve Novosel on the bass, and the wonderful Elvin Jones on the drums. This is number two, Jim. You Go to My Head.
Mm-hmm.
Spinning round in my brain, like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. Like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea, cast a spell over me. And I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that this never can be? with a smile that makes my temperature rise. Like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance.
Shirley Horn's take on You Go to My Head. The final song I'd like to sample is called All or Nothing at All, written by Jack Lawrence and Arthur Altman. We'll come into this track at the end of Buck Hill's tenor sax solo, backed by Horn on piano, once again Steve Novosel on the bass, into Elvin Jones' fiery drum solo. Horn then rejoins with vocals for the out chorus. Her giggle at the end shows what fun everybody is having playing some tunes over at Shirley's house. So this is number 3, please, Jim. A swingin' Shirley on All or Nothing at All. That's my thumbnail sketch of Shirley Horn. Thanks very much. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Shirley Horn sure can squeeze all the juice from the beautifully evocative lyrics of these songs. We recorded this presentation in October 2014. This program was made possible by Jazz Yukon. Jazz Yukon is a volunteer organization that promotes and presents jazz in the Yukon through an annual integrated program of live jazz presentations and jazz education outreach. This episode was researched, written, and presented live by Steve Gedrose. Live recording by Jim Holland. Dieter Gade is our producer, and I am Fawn Fritzen. Thank you for listening.
Look. of love. Is on your face a look that time can't erase? The look of love. Than just words could ever say. But what my heart has heard, well, it takes my breath away. To love you, now that I have found you, you've got the look of love. It's in your eyes, a look. Your smile can't disguise. Be mine tonight. Let this be just the start of so many nights like this. Let's take a lover's vow and then seal it with a kiss. I can hardly wait to hold you. Feel my arms around you. How long have I waited, waited just to love you? Now that I have found you, don't ever go.